We are live. Tommy Davidson, it's an honor. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for joining me on the Captain's Log today. How's everything?
I love how the shades went down.
I gotta kind of look
good,
you know?
Yeah, you just went like shade down, shades down.
I'm with Mr. Hollywood, so I have to look all Hollywood
shades
for
down.
You know? So what's going on, man? How was the trip into Naples?
It was good. Now, it's about a 2.5 hour drive from Miami.
Oh, you flew into Miami?
Yeah, no, I drove into here.
But you landed in Miami?
Landed in Miami, stayed there a couple of days, but, you know, as you're driving here,
yeah,
you know, you don't want to pop a tire because you think you're like in Jurassic Park.
You crossed you know Alligator Alley.
Yeah, baby. No, like a literal raptor will come up to you. You know, but a beautiful drive and glad to be here. And just, this is a corner of this world that's kind of cool.
It's a little bit of a secret place, right?
I mean,
everyone's finding out about it now, but it's a little secret little paradise.
If you can find a road here, you know what I mean? If you can find a road here, because I don't know how people got here without a road.
Right?
You know what I mean? But it you know, it has everything you want.
Yep.
I mean, come on, and I'm having a good time here, and it's a good place to live if you're a pair of golf shorts. A lot of golf going on.
Do you golf?
I do not.
I know you sing.
I do not, but golf. What is golf? Trivia. Quickly.
Tell me.
Game golf. What is the game golf, guys? What is the game golf?
Koba, Vicky, tell us what's.
What
golf?
Is the game golf? Why is it called golf?
I don't know this.
Okay.
I'm a captain. I know fishing, not golf.
Okay, golf is called. Well, there's three names for a rabbit.
Okay.
Golf, hare, and rabbit. The game is golf. Rabbit into the hole.
Bam. Boom. Oh, I see. That's good.
You hit the rabbit.
More importantly.
Into the hole.
You sing.
Now, I don't play.
I asked you.
That's the only thing I know.
You don't play golf, but you sing. I want to hear a tune.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you got a beautiful voice.
I mean, name the tune, or should I just start?
You could just belt out a tune, because we're live.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay you in retreat to rest. Don't you cry no more. That's a little
thing. That's amazing, dude.
That's a little thing from Kansas back from, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. But
how do you just belt it out like that?
I mean, I can't do it again.
Just one time, that's all
yeah.
you got?
Yeah, hold on. hold on.
That's amazing, though.
See the blood, man?
You get, like, I got goosebumps. It's good. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, amazing things happen when cameras come on.
The thing is, like, you're the king of sketch comedy. And Living Color was obviously, like, unbelievable.
That.
It changed the comedy world, right?
Changed the comedy landscape.
I mean, that was the thing, like, if you weren't watching Living Color, you weren't up on, you weren't
you
cool.
You weren't up on it.
Right?
You weren't up on it. And it still is out there and still doing the same things it was doing before, which is making people cry laughing.
What do you think about sketch comedy today? How do you feel
it's
changed?
Not that, there's not that much of it.
No.
There's not that much of it. So we were the stock of it at the time. And us, Saturday Night Live, were the stock of sketch. I don't know much about sketch now because there's not much. Now it's reality.
Now it's all on the internet, I think.
Yeah.
All the sketches.
Okay. You're right.
Right?
You're right. And what am I talking about? What am I talking about? You're absolutely right.
You're right.
And there's a lot of brilliant
kids
out there doing stuff.
You were thinking about network sketch, and I get that. There isn't. You're right.
I mean, the internet wasn't there.
Right.
So we had to do it that way, but there is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it sucks.
That's out there.
It really
You know
sucks.
What's hard for me to follow
a
is
lot of it sucks,
the kids
dude.
Watch these YouTube
a
clips
lot of it
and these
sucks,
memes.
Man. Get out of here, man. A lot of it sucks.
And my kids will do it. Like,
but some
watch,
of it's really good.
Some is, but
I mean, some of it's really good. I mean, it doesn't matter your age.
My
8-year-old is watching stuff. I'm going, wow, that's really good. That's really good. And who am I to say it sucks or whatever? Because, you know, sucks is a matter of perception.
Right.
You know, it's your age group. I mean, I suck. You know,
what do you suck at? Nothing.
I suck.
Sing. You can dance. You can tell comedy.
I suck to my 12-year-old.
Oh yeah, you're not as cool.
Yeah,
I know. And they don't. You're cool with the whole world. But your 12-year-old, you're so lame.
Yeah, I show up to the
I'm
place.
The same way.
I think I'm so fancy. I'm showing up. And
hanging with P. Diddy.
My son's friends are looking at me like, you know, who's the square?
Right.
You know what I mean, I'm like,
he's such a nerd.
I'm like, you're talking to me. I'll be busting your face, shorty.
They don't get
it. Yeah, I'll busting your face, shorty. But you know what? I love them.
Of course.
What, are you kidding me?
It's amazing.
Because they're me. So.
And they are you without even realizing it.
Yeah. But
they're getting all
this. So cool.
They get all the seeds, the juice. They know everything that you're knowing. And
yeah. That's what I love. They turn me on to stuff.
Yeah.
There's stuff that I didn't even know, you know, that they give me.
Right.
You know, and I can get that from the internet. I can get that from social media by just watching.
I agree.
There's just so much.
When you said that some of the sketch comedy stuff on the internet sucks.
Sucks, yeah.
It's just different. Like, to me, I don't get... My kids will watch a clip that has 5 million views, and they'll show me, they'll be like, this is so funny.
And like,
I'll watch it, and I'll be like...
You'll be like, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's really not.
Yeah,
the guy
really
was really good
funny.
At editing, yeah. And he kept your attention for 30 seconds,
yeah.
So you liked it, but I don't really know what the message is,
right,
or what's funny,
right.
Or what
but they
what...
do.
They so, don't either, I think. I just
know,
think
yeah,
they
yeah.
like the quickness, the snap.
Well,
the
yeah,
boom.
And it's popularity. It's
yeah.
popularity, you know?
Right.
It's popularity. I mean, it can get scary. You know, like, who's the lady, the woman who comes into the screen?
Oh, that does the weird,
yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like rich bitch? Like,
yeah.
You know, she got kids doing things.
Now there's
you know.
Someone that
come
does...
Come out the window.
The T, yeah. The girl that does
what's
the T.
What's her name,
tea.
Yeah.
You know
she's
the T girl?
Come out the window now. You know, it's scary.
And she has a scary
in,
face.
They're in kids' room by yeah. themselves, and the kid is on the computer doing homework. They'll come out the window now. You know. It's like that crazy.
You know, what's one of the most memorable experiences you had in comedy coming up? I mean, you've been doing this how many years now? 35
yeah,
years.
Yeah, yeah.
And mostly touring that whole time as well. Of course,
all
if you take a movie
time.
Break or something like that. But 35 years of comedy.
All that time.
How did you start? And what is like one of your most memorable experiences?
I started in a strip club in D.C.
Really?
As a
stripper or
as
a
friend? No, as a stripper.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
because yeah. I
would
watch
me,
you.
Yeah, I was with Chickendale, so I'm just kidding. No, a friend of mine said, you should be doing comedy. He worked at the club.
Yeah.
He called the manager and said, I know a guy who's funny. I walked in. Guy said, there's the stage. I looked at my friend. I said, what do I do? He said, I don't care. Just get up there, and I haven't stopped.
Really?
All of a sudden, I'm in your car.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the people tell me all the time, oh, such and such is funny. And to me, I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm happy they're funny. Put them on the open mic and let's have them do some comedy. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that person was really, they either believed in you so much at that minute that they were, like, because I hear this all the time. Oh, this guy's so funny. You should meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a comedian? No, but he's just hysterical.
Yeah.
He's
funny. Yeah.
That's one in a million, dude.
Right. He was right about me.
You're one in a million.
And I mean,
that doesn't
know.
Happen.
I know. It you know, I'm an anomaly.
You
anomaly.
Are.
I'm an anomaly.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat that.
Yeah, I'm an anomaly.
Oh, man. So
get it? Break that down. Almond. Amonomy. Anyway.
No, I can't.
Ahead. No, that's
so.
Viral.
So you stepped on stage, and how did it go?
I killed.
You killed.
Killed.
Again, never happens.
From the beginning, from the very beginning, killed.
Did you have a joke set, or did you just talk?
Nah, I just kind of talked, but it was kind of there.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, from the first thing I said, they started laughing.
Right
know?
Away.
Yeah. I wasn't even old enough to be in the clubs, man. And so I just started killing from there, and went from there to New York, and.
Did you ever bomb?
You know, I've never bombed on stage. I bombed off stage.
Yeah.
In life, but
yeah.
I've never bombed on stage. I've
wow.
never bombed on stage.
That's amazing.
You know, never bombed on stage.
I think you read, it's the way you interact with
publicly,
the crowd. You
publicly,
read them.
You know.
You read the audience, you know, as good as anybody's ever done. And I think that's what the success is. What do you think?
I think so. You know, I'll give you a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Off the Hook Comedy Club. Now, as a comic... Okay, as a comic, you know, my eyes are like a quarterback's.
Sure.
So I'm reading
the field.
I'm reading the defense. The defense is the audience. It's me versus their mind to get into their mind something that's humorous that makes them laugh. Okay. So I have to look at who's there, what's there.
Yep.
And go from there. I can't just go, okay, I'm going to just do my act. You know, that's me. Everybody has their own individual
yeah.
thing. I can't just do what I would do in New York or do what I would do in Brooklyn in an all-black show. I can't
hey Josh,
do,
hey,
do what I would do in
hey
Texas.
Hey, Danny, what's happening?
What's up, Joshua?
We're going to do breakfast with you, buddy. We'll see you soon. So you're reading the audience.
Maybe. Maybe, Josh. Maybe. Okay. So, yeah. And so I know
how to dial in.
Yep.
You know, I'm like Tom Brady, man. I was like, okay, I'll send a tight end this way. I'll take this person and I'll work this angle. I'll try it. I'll do this bit. You know, so I have a catalog of plays.
Right.
That are here. And I can scramble.
If you need to.
I'm an excellent scrambler, too. And so that's how I bring shows together. That's comedy technique from me. Everybody has their own approach. That's mine.
And how much writing do you do?
I do writing for myself, by myself, and I do it here. It's interesting. I don't have a team of writers.
And you don't write down literally on paper.
I do write down on paper, but I got to be working on a special or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The rest is just in here, you know.
And during the performance, how much is
guys like Carlos Mencia around?
Ad lib.
I'm just kidding.
Ad lib off the cuff, and how much is material that you've horned in and worked on that for a long time?
It depends nightly.
Yeah.
It depends nightly.
Because every show you do is different. Like, you always mix it up. Some guys go, and like you said, they'll tell their set, and they'll run with it the whole show. Mm-hmm. But yours is kind of crafted, I think, along the way.
Yeah, a kid wasn't crafted for pornographic. DC's Otter from the Group Plus Kids. That was Chep Rock, circa 1991.
I get it.
Yeah. Kids on the Crimson Dibs on the Big Brown. So that's what happens with me. And it's something that I worked on for a long time. And what I do is I take all of the different comedy techniques.
Yep.
And I blend them into one. So I actually bit that from Bruce Lee.
Oh.
Yeah. So Bruce Lee took all of the different fighting styles, took the best of them, and then made his own style. Jeet Kune Do. So he took karate, judo, all of those, and then took the best out of them and made a style.
And that's how you formulate
That's how I do my comedy.
What's one of the most memorable...
No puppets.
None.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know...
Because I'm just not good at that.
Right.
I'm not.
The guys who are good at that,
oh my God, are good at it.
I'm happy you're not good at one thing.
Yeah.
Because it's embarrassing. You're in the car singing, dancing, talking, like... So you give another brother a chance.
Yeah, no puppets.
You gotta have a couple, you know.
Yeah, the puppet dudes are off the hook.
They are off the hook.
I would have said that anyway. I would have said that anyway.
It's gone a long way with the name. It's been good. It's a double...
Watch out! I'm kidding.
Let me ask you a question. In your career, what's the one thing that you're most proud of that you've done?
I've stayed Tommy Davidson, Barbara Davidson's youngest son.
Okay.
And that says
a lot. Along the way.
That says a lot.
The youngest of how many?
I'm the youngest of three. Wow. And that little boy saw so much and went through so much.
Because
family went through so much that for me to still be her son, you know, to still be what she created in me.
Because people may not know the story, and I don't even know if I knew it before today. Mm-hmm. I think I've heard the story, but you were abandoned as a baby, and was it, what happened? How is it a dumpster? What was it?
It was a pile of trash on the side of a house.
Okay.
And it was a random kind of just finding of me, you know? And that, you know, I'm sitting here now.
Wow. So, unbelievable.
And and it really happened. It's not something that I've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
But now I'm talking about it a lot. You know, and also...
As a baby, you were abandoned. Mm-hmm. Your mother who raised you is not your biological mother.
No.
She adopted you, and she found you.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unprecedented. Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with it.
Nothing.
Nothing to do with it.
You were a baby. You were an infant.
I had nothing to do with
How
it.
How old were
nothing
you?
Nothing to do with it. They think I was almost two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, somewhere around 18 months.
And then for her to raise you and be, I mean, that's just,
it's a good,
she has an amazing heart.
It's a good story. And it's true, you know?
Yeah.
And with all the bad stories that are out there, I'm glad to be able to represent a really good story.
Right.
You know, I mean, watch the news for 1 second and you'll know what I'm talking about.
I agree.
You know?
I agree.
You'll know what I'm talking about. So
what were the loopholes? Like, how did she navigate the system to be able to adopt you? Like, when you find a child today, I mean, that doesn't work like that.
Well, she's wicked smart.
Okay.
Always has been. So she was able to finesse that back then and make it work. Thank God, you know. And I am definitely her greatest achievement. Her yeah. and my brother and my sister.
Right.
Her greatest achievements, because she passed on to us the way she rolls. The way she rolls is, hey man, everybody's the same, you know. Everybody deserves a decent shot at whatever, you know. Don't wait for the holidays
yeah.
to be happy. Make it every day, you know. And that's
how you live your life.
That's how she rolls.
Every time I'm with you, you're smiling. Every time I see you're happy. It's contagious. I mean, it really is. Which is obviously why you've been have a successful 35-year career in comedy.
It
or
helps.
Or in anything. I mean,
it helps.
To
yeah.
be able to do something for that long, like negative people with negative mm-hmm. vibes, they don't exist that long. They're doing yeah, different
not
things.
From what I've seen.
Yeah.
Not from what I've seen, but I mean, you know, there's two sides of the world. You know, there's that, you know, the negative charged.
Yep.
And sometimes they go on forever.
Which
you know
is
what I mean?
Shocking
and
when that
you know,
happens.
It, sometimes they go on forever, and yeah. sometimes you'd be like, you know, how? What am I doing?
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
You're not doing anything
But your
wrong.
Time will come if you stay positive.
Yeah.
Always.
I mean, yeah. That time being right now.
That's right.
That time being
and
right
you can see
now.
Him at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Yes, that's right.
All
the
week.
Time being right now.
Tonight.
At this moment.
Saturday
we're
and Sunday.
Hey, Diane. How you doing, girl?
Diane Lewis.
Anthony Angelini?
Yeah.
Do I got that
we'll
right?
See it. Offthehookcomedy.com. Get your tickets.
I see you, Lewis.
Tommy
Thank
Davidson.
Thank you for watching, bro.
We've been friends now for a
It's Luis.
How many years have we known
I'm
each other?
I'm going to say 11 or 12. Maybe.
11, 12 years.
Yeah, something
it's
like
that.
It's
been an honor to be a friend.
Yeah. Prefab Homes!
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but go ahead.
and I tell you, it's never a dull moment.
You know, Prefab Homes, man!
Who's more hyper in the morning, me or you? Because you told me to
turn
it down.
No, I think we're tired.
Yeah?
No, yeah, we're fencing.
Because
yeah.
you told me, like, dude, this is too much. Hold on.
Yeah, no,
back
you,
up,
he
slow
flew
down.
Into, you know, came to pick me up at the hotel, and he just flew into my focus. Hi there! How's it going, man? Oh, I'm up! Things are good. Hold on, my kids. Yeah, get in the Uber and get out of here. Hey, man.
That's it.
How's it going?
Guys, listen up.
This Making thing, money, losing money.
I got Tommy
it's
Davidson.
It's all good.
On the captain's log.
I'm off the hook.
Don't miss him at Off the Hook. And guess what? We appreciate you watching. Tune in every day. You can always like and share. But more importantly, go to the any app and rate us. If you like the show, give us a 5-star. Even if you're just rating Tommy, I'm sure he's 5 stars.
Yeah, you can rate me.
Yeah, yeah.
You can rate
and have
me.
A good time. We appreciate you watching. We're going to be live now on B1039. Tune in. We out.